What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
Imagine not being able to drive because you didn't pay your tolls for roads you never even traveled. Well, that's one Long Islander's lament, and she spoke with our Sophia Hall, who joins us live. Sophia.
And Bridget, Joan Shuck cannot believe this license plate toll nightmare has been going on for nearly 2 years. The problem, her gray SUV has the same plate numbers as a police car in the city. And because of this, she keeps getting toll after toll after toll for places she has never been. In fact, the 63-year-old is disabled and has a handicap plate. And she hardly even leaves this area of Bayshore where she lives. Now, some of the tolls are in collection, and there are threats her registration will be suspended and her car seized. She can't sleep at night. The MTA is in charge of the tolls, but an agency spokesperson has not yet gotten back to me with a response. Bridget?
All right, Sophia Hall, live for us on 1010 Winds. In Brooklyn, two men are dead in a hit and run in Sunset Park. This happened just after 4 this morning when police say the two were crossing 52nd Street just off 3rd Avenue. They were struck by a black sedan. The driver took off and has yet to be caught. Environmental advocates are sounding the alarm ahead of major work on the Cross Bronx Expressway, saying it could harm the Bronx River. The Bronx River Alliance wants state officials to guarantee no dumping or debris will make its way into the water, as it did during a similar project in 2022. We spoke with Siddhartha Sanchez, executive director of the Alliance.
We are opposed to any attempt to dump on the Bronx, whether it's expanding the Cross Bronx Expressway or literally dumping pollution into our river.
Well, the state DOT says it is committed to environmental protection and plans to use barriers, filters, and other safeguards during the construction work. A one-of-a-kind townhouse for a person with a one-of-a-kind budget has hit the market. The Bubble House on the Upper East Side has been listed for the first time in 50 years, coming in at a whopping $5.75 million. Realtor Richard Pretzfelder telling 1010 Winds.
If you live in the neighborhood, if you've ever gone by the house, there's just nothing like it. And it's the kind of place that makes you stop and stare and wonder, what is that? How did it get here? Where did it come from?
It is a striking modernist outlier among the rows of brick and brownstone built in 1969. The home's longtime owner is Rabbi Arthur Schneier of Park East Synagogue. He bought it back in 1974. Brokers say the house needs a renovation, but hopes the new owner keeps its outer charm intact. The weather is getting wilder and the state is gearing up. Governor Hochul says New York is seeing more disasters, more often from tornadoes to floods to wildfires.
My first thought was, are we ready? What if the exact same events unfolded in the state of New York? Are we prepared? Would we have warning systems? Could we avert this horrible loss of life?
Well, her administration has invested millions to beef up emergency response, adding staff, supplies, and even launching a new weather risk center at UAlbany. In the last 2 years alone, New York has broken nearly 80 temperature and snowfall records and dealt with the largest wildfire in decades. Six people are in the hospital after a city bus crashed into a light pole in Queens. This happened at about 6 o'clock this morning when the Q20 bus was making a turn onto Main Street in Flushing. It slammed into a pole. 8 passengers reported pain. 6 were taken to Booth Memorial. 2 refused medical attention. No word yet on what happened or whether the driver was among the injured. It was about a week ago when Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch said she would not be firing the NYPD officer who fatally shot a man during a traffic stop in 2019. Today, the Civilian Complaint Review Board is scheduled to release its report on the case. Sammy Feliz, the brother of the man who was killed, tells 1010 Winds.
We feel that she should follow the decision that was made by her deputy commissioner, Maldonado. And that is to fire Lieutenant Jonathan Rivera for killing Alan Feliz.
Lieutenant Jonathan Rivera says he fired his weapon because he believed Alan Feliz was going to run over another officer. State Attorney General Tish James has previously declined to prosecute Rivera. Today, the family and their supporters are rallying outside One Police Plaza, and we have reached out to the NYPD. Well, sharks are taking their sweet time heading south. A new study from Stony Brook University says some North Atlantic sharks are delaying their annual migration by weeks. Seems the water around here is just too warm to leave. Researchers found the biggest stragglers are the sandbar sharks, loitering near New York for nearly a month longer than usual. They say this is a sign of bigger changes in the ocean and a reminder that even sharks are not immune to climate change.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.